You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your buddy. Calvin, should I bring my guitar in and start singing certain things like intros and things like that? Should I do that? Calvin, by the way, Calvin's on the board ones and twos. He's Mr. Butenhoff, the board lord. Should I do that?
Yeah, I think you should.
I think I'm going to start doing that, and it's going to be really bad, and I've warned you all, but I want to do it anyways because we want to have fun on the show. But you are listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm with you until 11. I'm happy you're sharing time with us. Don't go anywhere after we're done. It doesn't shut down with me. It comes with more programming. Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 5. Who are John and Gordy talking to today? They're talking to Mike, Civic Media's very own Mike McCabe, on his latest Substack blog that reflects on everyday heroes that bring our communities together in these trying times. I think that's going to be a great conversation. That's John and Gordy in the afternoon. And then, of course, Pete Schwabba with Nightlight is all the entertainment, all the comedy, all the good times right here. Keep it locked here. You can listen to us on terrestrial radio, or you can get that Civic Media app in your life. It is absolutely free. Put it on your phone or your tablet, whatever you'd like, and you can take us all over the world. You can text, call, you can leave a voice message. You don't have to even like me to leave a voice note. I've got voice notes to prove that. But you can always stay in touch. Keep us in your lives. You can listen to talk. You can listen to music. And you can also get news customized to where you are in the world. It's a very good app, the Civic Media Radio app. Get it on your device today. And after the 10:30 break, it's going to be Audio Sorbet with how is the cold keeping you? How's it keeping you down, man? Is it keeping you from working? Is it keeping you from living? Is it keeping you from getting those chores and errands done, those projects finished? Because who wants to work when it's a degree outside? And then a handy tip from Greg rounding out the show today. It's a tip from Greg to me, Greg, for all, and what could have been a trip to the hospital. So don't go anywhere. Great program is still ahead. Now let's kick it over to our next guest. He's not just a former U.S. attorney. He's not just a practicing attorney. From what I understand, he's also a thespian, but he is also the host of Amicus, a law review, which is on every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. He is also, more importantly, my friend, Mr. Jim Santel. Good morning, Jim. How are you today in these chilly times?
When we're experiencing a degree, right? Right. Yeah. And I will tell you that I likewise, they did not bring any musical instrument to introduce or advance our conversation, but maybe just musically that will happen during the course of our discussion here. So we'll think about that for the future.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, you know, I reached out to you today. You know, before we have you on the show, we always have a back and forth on what's going on, because when Jim is here, Jim is talking about the biggest stories coming out of the world of law. And there's never a shortage of information. There's always, I mean, there's the main fire hose of news, and then there's a side fire hose that, while might be smaller, still as powerful and just as frustrating. But really, when it comes down to it, Jim, and we talked about this yesterday as well as Monday, but the world of law is focusing its attention on Minnesota, Minneapolis, and importantly, the sovereignty of that state as prescribed by the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I just kind of want to say, Jim, go.
Right. And so we are living in these times, my friend, when maybe for good, the American population, in order to understand what the government is and is not saying, truthful or not, which is another issue, we all need to, and I think it's for the good, but we didn't have to previously be lawyers or junior lawyers who understand all these fine points. Unfortunately, now we do, just because we've got our government that is not only misstating what the law is, misstating what the facts are, and it is important now for shows like this, Greg and others here on Civic Media, to do our part to try to explain all that. So I appreciate so much the opportunity to be here and to provide some insight into precisely that. The one that especially attracted my attention when it comes to Minnesota, Minneapolis, which again, all of us are focused on, factually and legally. We know that Kristi Noem, again, stood in front of us a number of days ago and simply lied to us about what has happened there. And that is a no small matter. We know as well that the Vice President of the United States of America, prior to that, even before the horrific murder of Alex Preti, after the murder of Rene Good, also told us some things about the lawyers. And he was wrong about that. And one of the things that he said was that all these agents have absolute immunity. Can't prosecute them. They've got complete immunity because they're government officials and they're government employees. And Mr. Vice President, you know better than that. You're lying to the American public, and it's simply wrong. They can be subject to both criminal and civil liability here. It can, in fact, do it in the federal system and the state system as well. Should talk a little more about that immunity, what that means. But the reality is that our vice president is misstating what the law is.
Really quick question here. And one does not defend, one does not forgive, sorry. The question does not forgive him, but is it a matter of him lying, or is it a matter of he just doesn't know and he went for the best answer he could think of? And again, him not knowing is no excuse, but like, is he just absolutely incapable of understanding how this subject matter operates with regard to ICE agents and officials? Like, is he ignorant on the topic, or is he just knowledgeable and lying?
Right. And maybe both of those.
Yeah.
I think when you're the vice president of the United States of America, you know that everything you say in the public domain is not only going to be digested, and you bring up the issue and you are the one who identifies. And number one says, you know what, we're not conducting an investigation. That's the case with respect to the murder of Rene Good. That's shocking in and of itself as a policy matter. The Department of Justice should absolutely be undertaking through the Civil Rights Division an investigation of both the Good and the Preti murders. But once you've said that and you make the voluntary decision to go further and tell America not only that this is other than what we've seen, but also that there is no reason for the investigation because they cannot be prosecuted, I regard that as an intentional, volitional misstatement of the law. He knows better. He's a lawyer. He went to a presumably good law school. And again, just to cut to the chase here, what this is all about is he said they're immune, can't touch them.
Yeah.
And that simply is not the case. There's a case called In re Nagel from a number of years ago. It has to do with a California prosecution of a federal agent who, frankly, shot someone who was attempting to murder a Supreme Court justice. And in the end, again, it's a 10th Amendment issue. But the standard here is whether in the course of analyzing this, you address two things, whether there's what's called a supremacy clause immunity, means that federal government is supreme over states generally. That's the supremacy clause. So the vice president kind of got it right in that connection. But the
clock is right two times a day as well. So
exactly. But the immunity about which he was talking got it wrong is only when there are two conditions, and I'll tell you what they are. One is the officer, in this case, an ICE agent or ACE agents, performing some act that they were authorized to do. Okay, arguably authorized to be there. Whether or not this is within ICE purview, it's another issue, but we'll go beyond that. The second one is the all-important one. This is the circumstance under which an immunity would apply. And in performing whatever it is they're doing there, the officer did no more than what was necessary and proper. Let me repeat that. Did no more than what was necessary and proper. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone with respect to the Rene Good murder and the Alex Preti murder who would look, especially Alex Preti, let's take a look at that one, but not to minimize at all the Good situation. Is there anyone who would look at that scenario and say that there are not viable alternatives for a man who, again, does not bring his gun out, that's pulled from him, wrestled to the ground while he's trying to assist someone else? And it is necessary and proper to get him under control and to again, de-escalate, this word we're using a lot, the situation, that we shoot him 9, maybe 10 times.
Yeah.
Is there anyone under analysis would say that? And again, the idea is a federal judge would at some point, or a state court judge would look at that and say no. And for that reason, the immunity does not apply. The vice president is wrong.
If you're just joining us, we are talking to Civic Media. Are we talking? Sorry. It's Wednesday. If you're just joining us, we are on Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network talking to Jim Santel, who is the host of Amicus, a Law Review, which is on every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And one thing I want to talk about that, with that is that yesterday in the Washington Post, they published a story. It says two federal agents shot Alex Pretty, initial government review fine, and they found that he was makes no mention of him brandishing a weapon. So going back to what you were talking about earlier, you know, we have these stories coming from the vice president, from the DHS secretary, Kristi Noem, from the president, from anyone who wants to comment apparently about it from the administration. But they are saying these things. And I feel like the people and the news are almost immediately catching up saying that's not true and they have to move on. But then they have to face this hailstorm of, no, he was a domestic terrorist. He was trying to do this. But even DHS, even this government review shows that two people shot him and he was not brandishing a weapon. His weapon had been taken away. He was helping this woman. They had been pepper sprayed. But then we still have to then push through the minutia that these high up officials are trying to sell to try to get to the truth. So Minnesota, Minneapolis can protect themselves.
That's exactly right. And how do we get to the truth? Again, it may be that we cannot stop this administration, including the president, which is, I say with great disappointment that my president lies to me repeatedly, as do others, including the attorney general and the secretary of health of Homeland Security and others. But ultimately, this issue about whether or not these two agents and others who may have supported and otherwise assisted in this, the question is one for the courts. Mm-hmm. And how does that work? Well, okay, if the state of Minnesota does in fact file a criminal action against them, alleging violations of the state constitution and other statutes there, what will happen is that on behalf of the officers, they're entitled to, again, a presumption of innocence, they're entitled to representation. Their attorneys would file a motion to dismiss, saying that they're immune, supremacy clause immunity. And how does that get resolved? It doesn't get resolved by shouting from Washington, D.C. A judge has a hearing, and you call in people, and you ask them what happened, mm-hmm. and you show the videos, and you talk to people who've done the reporting on this, including Homeland Security itself, and you make a determination about whether or not, once again, the facts are what they seem to be in our own eyes. And in the end, the judge determines whether or not that conduct, shooting this man who is down, has been pepper sprayed, is not a threat to anybody. If that kind of conduct is necessary and proper to ensure the safety and security. I still have great faith. We've got federal judges in Minnesota, Minneapolis right now reviewing these kinds of things. I have great faith still in the justice system and that notion of trying things in court where people raise their right hand and swear to mm-hmm. tell the truth. And it's in that setting that this gets resolved and not by the misrepresentations being made by my government these days.
And I will say, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm lawyer adjacent, but I know people and I'm a person. And while you have faith in the court system, which I do as well, and I take your faith as a strengthener, I have faith in the people who are standing up right now across the country for the rights and freedoms of this democracy, for people in Minnesota and beyond to walk the streets unharmed by these agents who are accountable for their actions. But we'll be talking more about that on the other side of the break with Jim Santel. He is the host of Amicus, a Law Review, every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close. Stay informed. We'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, your co-conspirator in all things truth, justice, and your beauty, because you are beautiful. I appreciate you sharing your time with us today. You can always be part of the conversation. You can call or text, Leave a comment on the live stream. You can reach us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream, which is on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Really quick, before we get back to talking to Jim about everything going on in Minnesota, not everything, but covering the highlights or the low water mark, if you will. We got a message from Cassandra on the live stream saying, PSA, Greg, there will be a protest held outside of Ron Johnson's office in Oshkosh tomorrow morning, tomorrow being Thursday, 8:30 to 10 a.m. prior to the Senate vote on the DHS funding bill. That's a very controversial topic right now regarding who wants to fund, who doesn't want to fund, and who in power has no problem keeping the funding going, but that's for another time. We're talking to Jim Santel right now. He is the host of Amicus, a law review, which is on Civic Media 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single Saturday. It's like mini law school every single weekend for you. If I talk to Gene right now, I think you're on show 184 or 185. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gene, but still, it's a great, great program. If you can't listen to it live, you can always catch up by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Amicus. You can download programs, catch up, get all the, I mean, it might not be news in the headline, but all of it's always applicable. It's always evergreen information because it always, Jim, has to do with how we are preserving our democracy and how these stories affect our everyday lives, even if they're not taking place in our city, state, or sometimes even in our country. But that's for you to listen to on Amicus, a law review with Mr. Jim Santel, who is our guest. Jim, we spoke to Judge Chris Taylor about this briefly, and Minnesota is, of course, our next-door neighbor. We love them dearly. We stand with them. I should say I do. I can't speak for everybody. But what's coming out of Keith Ellison's office right now, he is the Attorney General of Minnesota, has been hooked onto by many attorneys general across the country, including our very own Josh Call. Can you talk more about what is now becoming a constitutional battle?
Right. Absolutely. This is important. We talked before, Greg, right before the break, about the importance of courts. This is the illustration of it. What you have is about 20 attorneys general, including ours, Josh Call, joining Keith Ellison, the attorney general in Minnesota, as you accurately just stated. And they went into federal court. And they basically, their case is pending in front of Catherine Menendez. We've heard from her before. She's a federal district court judge there, not a state judge, a federal judge. And she has already had a portion of a hearing on the question of whether or not ICE should remain there, or should she, as the request is in this case, filed by our attorney general and about 20 others around the country, should she say, get out, leave, depart? And the basis for it is, again, you've accurately just stated, is 10th Amendment stuff, constitutional things. This should, the states, even though there is a supremacy clause we talked about before, there's also the 10th Amendment that says the states have rights, and the things that are not in the Constitution preserved to the states. And so we've heard this before. We've talked a lot about this. The notion is these states should not be invaded, if you will, by the federal government, overtaken. They've got law enforcement. We can take care of this, is what the mayor and the governor have said and the attorney general there have said. And so they're asking the judge, again, Catherine Menendez, again, there are Fourth Amendment issues, First Amendment issues, all these things related to searches and seizures and protests, asking for the judge to direct them to leave, a federal district court judge. And at the same time, the other one right down the hall there, also in the district court, another case going on in front of Chief Judge Patrick Schiltz, S-C-H-I-L-T-Z. He is having a hearing on Friday, so tune in for that. Yeah. He's calling in the acting director of ICE to determine whether or not ICE should be, basically the director should be held in contempt for not following the judge's directives on how the ICE officers are to behave. And he is angry. He has said the court's patience is at an end. Those are his words, not mine. Friday, he's having that hearing. And again, you've got federal district court judges responding to these things. And the question will be, once again, what do they do? They haven't yet entered final orders. Presumably, they will restrict or sign some way enjoin ICE from doing things. Question then will probably go up to the Court of Appeals. Question again is, in the meantime, does this administration follow what courts are saying? We've got Tom Holman heading out there, and maybe it's going to reduce some of the tension. But Tom Holman was also the fellow early on in this administration who said, you know what, federal district court judges, not so much.
Yeah.
They don't have power, as did our attorney general. And so I'm hugely concerned, even if these judges do things here to rein this unconstitutional behavior in, is the administration going to follow it? That's the constitutional crisis we've been in since March.
And that's the thing I've heard is that Tom Holman will somehow soften the message. And I don't know how that's the case because his message is almost as vitriolic as everything else we've heard. But before we get out of here, we have a couple minutes left. We did get a question on the text line from Pat in Tosa. She said, might Vance's law license be challenged for his lying to the public? Is that something you could see maybe being pursued? And I'm thinking, honestly, of someone like Michael Gableman, too, who's having right. his law license in jeopardy because of his actions over the past few years. Will it happen? Probably not. But could someone pursue it?
Well, you know, we are responsible for things we say in the public domain. He wasn't under oath when he said it. But remember, too, we've got precedent like Rudy Giuliani and other people who are running around the country saying things about how the 2020 election was stolen. And they're losing their license or being suspended, those kinds of things. Probably the courts will say, well, he's saying that in a political arena, not a legal arena. So we'll give him some slack. I do not give him any slack, especially because he is a lawyer. He's my vice president. Needs to be more responsible when it comes to something this important, telling the American public what the Constitution means and getting it wrong. And I believe doing it purposefully.
If you want to hear more about this, more about what's going on in the world of law, more about the news out of Minneapolis and Minnesota, tune in to Amicus, a law review this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Jim Santel. He has been our guest again this week. Jim, thank you so much for being here. I always appreciate your time. Always love talking to you. And I will speak with you very soon.
Always an honor, my friend. Take care.
All right. When we come back, we will be doing audio sorbet. What is the cold keeping you from doing? Is it working? Is it living? Is it doing projects? Or do you love it and you're just watching reruns of Kate and Allie on Prime? More coming up. We want to hear from you on Civic Media mid-mornings on Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, your friend and supporter in all things staying warm and safe, especially in these very, very cold times. Please keep it locked here on Civic Media, whether you're listening to talk or whether you're listening to the music. We've always got your weather updates to let you know what's coming up and how you can stay prepared, stay safe, and stay warm in what will probably be another, I don't know, Calvin, probably six more weeks, probably about six more weeks until we get to March, and then it'll start to maybe thaw out a little bit. But we want to make sure you're safe and make sure that you are getting everything you need from us as far as weather updates here on the network. Still ahead, we have Greg's handy tip. And today it's from Greg to Greg, but you can all partake because it kind of has to do with what we're talking about right now during audio sorbet. Cal, can I get some harps, please, for audio sorbet? This is the portion of the show where we like to take a step back from the news, take a step back into the fun, and catch up with you all. How y'all doing? You feeling good? Staying warm? Here's the question. What is the cold keeping you from doing? Is it keeping you from working? Do you have a job that requires you to be outside, but you can't in these type of frigid weather? I know we're Wisconsinites. We're built tough, but even times like this, you gotta be like, oh, I can't go. It's too dangerous. Is it keeping you from doing projects around the house? Is it keeping you from living an outdoor life? It's a little too cold to go for those walks. I know with my dog, we don't take her out in weather like this. She goes outside, she does the business, and then she comes right inside and looks at me and say, why would you do that to me? So what is the cold weather doing to you right now? How is it? And what are you doing to cope? Is it just hunkering down, waiting it out? Is it drinking a lot of cocoa? Is it watching TV? By the way, I made a mention before, and this is for my friends who are like 40 and above. Kate and Allie, the popular TV show from the 80s, is officially on streaming. It's on Prime, and I've been watching it. And so that's been helping. But what is the, how are you coping with these very cold temperatures? Love to hear from you. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC is the number. Whether you call or text, you can leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You could also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. You can call, you can text, you can leave a voice note. You can also find out news. You can listen to music. You can listen to talk. You can also customize it to your area of the state. And Excuse me, I had a little hiccup there. And you can also participate in our Text to Win contest. I'm sure there's going to be one coming down the road. And when you have that Civic Media app, you can participate in those contests by getting the Civic Media app. Again, it's absolutely free. So I'll start with Calvin. Calvin, what, you know, I know that you're not a, you know, I say this with all respect and love because I love you, buddy. You're not a big outdoor to-doer type person. And I imagine that this is kind of maybe just perfect for you because you stay in, you watch a movie, you read a book, you play video games. But is the cold weather keeping you from doing something or is it hampering your existence in any way?
Other than just being chilled to the bone.
Yeah.
Really, I need my car washed really badly, but that's kind of just more of a fact of life than anything.
I think that, you know, hold on one second here. I'm just putting it on the live stream here, putting it on a, making a banner. There we go. If you're on the live stream, you can answer now. You can see what we're talking about if you can't hear us. Now, I think that's important. Can I be an older brother to you right now?
Sure, Greg.
Okay. I think you should do that today. Do you need to get gas in your car at all right now?
I don't. I guess I was under the impression that car washes would be closed if it was below freezing.
That may or may not be true. I'm not sure about all of them, but what I do know is, you know, I try, especially because, you know, with my car being new to me, new-ish to me, I want to keep it in the best shape possible because with my last car, I did not do a good job of keeping it washed and keeping, especially the under portion of the car, which gets hit more with salt and snow and all that stuff that can really start to rust things out. So here's my piece of older brother slash older cousin advice I will give to you. If it's open, whether, you know, whether it's an independent place or like there's Quick Trips that have them, get it done today on your way home and then try to do this like once a month. That will go really far. And I got my car washed last week. I'm telling you right now, you go outside to the parking lot here at Radio Park in Racine, look at my car, you're like, you've never gotten it washed in your entire life. But what I'm doing is just making it so it's less and less. It's not building up. I think the problem is people let it build up over months, and that's where the damage can come in. So I just say, if you can, I know it's not free, and I know that we're not made of money, but if you can, especially right now, between now and when those warm rains start to fall, get your car washed like every few weeks just to take off those layers so it's nice and clean. And I think it does better for you and for your car and for the life of it, depending on how long you're going to have it. That is my piece of maybe. And that's a second tip for you today. Two tips from Greg. The next one's coming at the end of the show, but that's something I try to do, Calvin, and I give that to everybody. That's your piece of free information here on the show. What are you doing to cope with the super cold, sub-zero, zero wind chills at a Siberia level weather here in Wisconsin right now? Is it keeping you from living, working? Is it just keeping you inside? What are you doing? Well, how are you, like, tips you can hand out to other people? Taking up a little hobby. I mean, I know it's kind of ridiculous, but it is. It's a solid, like, once we hit January, we're in a solid 2 months where we don't know. I mean, we had a 53 degree day 2 weeks ago, and that was amazing. And then it almost felt like, oh no, we're going to be punished for this. Punished. And so, yeah, what are you doing? We're hearing from people here on the text line right now. Let's see here. We got Jim in Brookfield. He says, good morning, Greg. The cold is keeping me from cross-country skiing out in Lapin Peak, man-made snow, and riding my bike when the roads are dry. Finally, it's hard to find a car wash that is open. And Brett from Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, chimes in to help all of us here. A couple things, actually. He got in touch early here. He says, first of all, this is making me worrisome, and I don't like this, Brett. He says, still no heater in my car, but I'll survive. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. That makes me worried for you. Don't tell me you're tough. Don't tell me it's okay. Don't tell me it is what it is. Please never say that to my face. That's not good. It's too cold to not have a heater in your car. But Brett also goes on to say, Greg is absolutely right. Clock that. He said that. Brett said this. Brett said Greg is absolutely right about washing the salts off your car once a month. He also goes on to say Quick Trip car washes are open. So You can get a discount. I'm not paid by Big Quick Trip, but I do know that you can get a discount when you get a gas fill up. And make sure you get the underbody wash, because that is where the real, real damage can take place to your car. And so that is just my handy dandy piece of advice to all of you watching and listening right now. Let's see here. PJ on the live stream says, don't feel bad. I still haven't washed my car either. It's a waste of money that is limited until the weather changes. I get that. I personally do not feel like it's a waste of money, but I understand where you're coming from, PJ. I think it's a small investment in the life of your car, but we don't have to get in that. That's just where you and I differ. It's okay to have these disagreements. These are the disagreements I want to have with people. Ron is calling in from Milwaukee right now. Ron, thank you so much for chiming in. How are you today? How are you staying warm? And is it keeping you from living your best life? Good morning, Ron. Oh, there you go.
Hi. I'm fine. It doesn't really keep me from doing anything I want to do.
Yeah. So,
because I grew up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We had winters.
Yeah,
things
yeah.
They're getting to be more, getting more vicious, but they're off and on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can handle that.
Yeah.
Our pets cannot handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Before we lost our dog, he died. But before we, our dog.
thank you for the clarification, Ron. Because somewhere is like, where am I? I'm a dog. Where's my dad, Ron?
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got him these booties, and he would just rip them off with his teeth. You know.
Yep.
So
yeah.
We just did what you did. You know, but we have a cat, and the poor thing wants to go out every day, and she knows just sniffing the air, and the first touch of the her paws on the front deck, and she's right back in. But what mm-hmm. we can do is take her out there, and we turned our bench swing into a big observation tent with it by using a tarp that's open on both sides. And so we carry her out there and put her in the tent, and it's snow free and it's off the ground, so it's not gonna, you know, it's canvas,
yeah,
so it's not gonna hurt her. And she's happy to be out there for half an hour observing the world, and then we bring her back in, and sometimes she runs back in by the, you know, by herself, and that's a sign that it's warming up.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of dog is she?
Oh, she's a cat.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said cat. Sorry. I was thinking about your dog. Yeah. I mean, sorry.
We let her out in the backyard on a leash. And yeah. She, you know, just inspects her yard and sniffs flowers.
Yeah.
Observes animals and so forth. She's quite a nice cat.
That's awesome. Demands
being out there, and she gets depressed if she doesn't get a chance.
So
worst case scenario, like today, she's big and furry, so we just, you know, put her in the tent for a while, and she's protected from the elements for, you know, 15 minutes, and that's all she cares about.
That's great. I love that. We have our little dog, our little Maybell. She is a 30-pound German Shepherd mix. She's a mini German Shepherd. So she's essentially half German Shepherd, half Pomeranian. She's a German Shepherd with a fancy tail. And she wants to always go outside, and she always wants to get, but then as soon as she's done. And she comes running back inside. She can handle the cold right now. We've gotten a little looser with it. It used to be if it was under 20, we didn't allow it at all. But now it's like she's a dog. She's cognizant. If she doesn't want to be out there, she comes inside. But she'll come in with a snow-covered snout and pulling the paws up hard to like warm herself up. But it's really, really cute to watch her. But it's good to get her outside. But yeah, I get that. But it's important to be safe. And Ron, I'm glad you brought up the walking thing with the booties, folks. I mean, if you're a dog owner, or if you walk your cat, I don't know your life, just always check them paws for salt. That's where the real damage can take place, where a lot of irritation can happen. But Ron, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening and being a part of the show. Brett and Brown Deer again chiming in on WAUK. The heat works. The fan just doesn't blow it well. I'm dressed for it. I've been through a lot worse. Don't worry. In 5 days, I'll be in 85 degrees. Yeah, that's right. He's going out of the country for a month. So I am catching up on my Landman series with Billy Bob. Okay, we don't have time right now, Brett, but I'm going to say this right now. If that was a series finale, not a season finale, I'm going to be very upset, because I feel like there's more story to tell on that show. Yes, it's a bit macho, but I'm here for it, especially when Sam Elliott. Landman, if you don't know about it, watch that show. It's so much fun. Don't let kids watch. Very vulgar. But yeah, Brett, thank you so much for giving us the update. But still, get your fan and your heat working. I worry about you, buddy. But we'll talk more about that. And you're leaving soon anyway, so pack shorts, pack flip-flops, and have a great time. Folks, thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. Thanks so much for chiming in. We really appreciate it. Still show ahead. We're not going anywhere. One more segment for you, and that is Greg's Handy Tip. Today, it's a tip from Greg to Greg for all, having to do with the cold weather, but don't go anywhere. Stick around, and don't go anywhere after the show. We got Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, John and Gordy talking to Mike McCabe from 2 to 5, and then Pete Schwabe with Nightlight from 5 to 8. Still lots of programming here ahead on the network. You are listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned, stay warm, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, a guy who's threatening you with my musical talents because I might bring a guitar or a mandolin in. We'll see. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're so happy you are here with us today. Remember, after we are done this morning, which is in a few minutes, but don't go anywhere. Show's not over yet. We got more programming coming up, including Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. After Tom is going to be John and Gordy in the afternoon. They'll be speaking with Mike McCabe on his latest Substack blog, which reflects on everyday heroes that bring communities together in these trying times. And then Pete Schwabe with Nightlight, which is all the entertainment news, all the comedy, all the fun. It's going to be a great time. So don't go anywhere. Lots of great programming still ahead. And tomorrow, very much looking forward to tomorrow's show. We are going to be having Clean Wisconsin back on the show, talking to Chelsea Chandler, who is their program director. And she is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin, discussing initiatives here in the state and just getting up to speed on all things, you know, good energy, green energy. Talking to her in the first hour. And then in the second hour, Civic Media reporter Isabella Nieto is here talking about her story she's working on and what's going on up in Wausau. I love talking to our Civic Media reporters, our local reporters. You can get more local news by going to civicmedia.us/news. You can find out the stories we're working on there. Those are award-winning stories from award-winning reporters, as well as if you go to civicmedia.us, you can look up our stations and you can find a station near you. And in that station website, we've got dozens of stations here at Civic Media. You can actually find stories on those websites as well. There are so many ways of accessing the important local news that affects you directly and entertains you directly by going to civicmedia.us/news. Or just going to the station's page. But that's all the ways you can keep up. Again, you can always listen to us by getting the Civic Media app in your life. Download it to your phone or device or your tablet or whatever you'd like. It is absolutely free. And then, of course, it's Thursday, 10:35. Means we're talking sports today. Tomorrow it'll be J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, probably talking about Bucks, maybe some Brewers news, could pitchers and catchers report very, very soon. And yeah, it's going to be great to talk to him as well. And then more tips from Greg. So don't go anywhere. Lots of great programming ahead. Always here and always appreciative of you spending your time with us. Before we get to the handy tip, I just want to, we had another text we were talking about in the previous segment, Audio Sorbet. How are you putting up? How are you dealing with? How are you coping with the super duper cold? What's it keeping you from doing? Having a big discussion on car washes. I think that's important. That's how I know my age, because I didn't feel like this conversation was boring or trite. I felt like car washes in winter, this is something we need to know about. All right. Robert from Appleton, listening to WISS, says, I was always told not to wash when cold and dry, wash when it's above freezing, wet and melting. I understand that too. I get that. I will say this. It's not a counterpoint, and nor will I tell you you're wrong. I don't know the best practice. All I know is that when I go to the Quick Trip, I can run through that dryer for 90 full seconds, and I can make that dryer work for me. Thank you for that handy-dandy tip, Caitlin. Always make sure the dryer works for you. You paid for it. But yeah, I would look it up, make sure what's best, especially if it's regarding the model, make. I don't know if it's for all cars, a certain kind of car, but I just stand by the idea that car washes, at least on a monthly basis, just to get the gunk off of it, is helpful for the life and the stability of the body of your car, specifically the body of your car. But we'll talk about more in the days to come, because we're going to talk about the weather. We're always talking about the weather. We live in Wisconsin. That's half of our life. But now we're going to move it on to a segment of the show I call a handy dandy tip from Greg. I don't know how I feel about that music, Cal, but I do enjoy it because I feel like I should have an animation sequence with like dancing potatoes or something. I don't know, but work on that, would you? Thank you very much. All right, today's handy dandy tip from Greg. And by the way, if you have ever have a handy dandy tip or you need advice and you want a handy dandy tip, you can always send an email directly to me. My email address, thanks for asking, is greg.bach@civicmedia.us, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Got a problem? Got a crisis? Need some help? Need some advice? Send it in to me. I'll give you a handy dandy tip. But today's handy dandy tip is from me, Greg, to me, Greg, regarding these cold weather days. You don't have to change your oil in sub degree weather. If it's zero or below, you can wait a few days. If you can fit your car in your garage, do it there. But you don't have to change your oil when it's zero or below. I did that on Monday, and I nearly went to the hospital because at one point on my right hand, I couldn't feel my pinky, my thumb, or my ring finger. And it wasn't just like, oh, it's cold. It's like, it's not there, and then it started to hurt. So I got inside, ran it over warm water, then hotter water, stayed inside for a little while. Everything's fine. My fingers are fine. I can feel everything. Come here, Calvin. Put a pin in my finger. We're going to test it right now. No? Okay. I guess we can't do that. But yeah, handy dandy tip from Greg. If you feel like you need to get something done in the sub-degree weather, find a way to get it done safely, or wait until this weekend where it's going to be 20 to 25 degrees warmer out, even though that makes it going to be 20, 25 degrees outside, period, still warmer than zero. So that's been a handy dandy tip from Greg. We don't have outro music yet. We're still on. Perfect. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I want to start my gratitude list with how we always do it. Thank you, Calvin, on the boards. Thank you, Tucker, our senior producer. Thank you to our traffic department who puts the show together. Thank you for our engineers who make sure everything works. You all make this show happen. Without you, I am just talking to a non-operational microphone. I want to thank everyone who called, who texted, who watched, who listened, who participated, who gave me your time. I am so appreciative of you always. We have more show tomorrow. We're always here from 9 to 11. I implore upon you to return, but don't go anywhere because we still got Tom Hartman after us and programming throughout the day. So keep it locked here on Civic Media. This has been Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Thank you very much. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.